Thanks for listening to us on the Jefferson Exchange today. We're always glad when you join us here. And if you'd like to take part in our conversations, you're more than welcome to do so. 800-838-3760 is the number that serves us anywhere in the listening area. If you're making a local call from the Rogue Valley, Jackson or Josephine counties, that's 541-552-6782. And our email address, jx@jeffnet.org. Turkey and leftovers, tree lightings, and shopping. These are all features of Thanksgiving weekend. The Rogue Valley boasts an additional feature that brings smiles to the faces of kids and adults alike. The Rogue Valley Railroad Show returns to the Medford Armory on Saturday and Sunday, a chance for people to see model trains in many sizes and trade some Railroadiana, as it's known, as well. Tony Johnson's with two of the groups involved with the Southern Oregon Railroad, the Rogue Valley Railroad Show, the Southern Oregon Live Steamers, and the Southern Oregon Chapter of the National Railway Historical Society. And he's in the studio with me. Tony, thanks for coming back.
Well, thanks for having me.
So this is the 36th annual Rogue Valley Railroad Show?
Yes, it is. Wow. Yeah, it's the 34th year in the Armory. And it's the one big fundraiser that we have each year for the five clubs that operate the Medford Railroad Park.
Five clubs altogether.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. It's the only railroad park in the United States that has five different clubs that operate it together, which makes it special. And each year it just keeps getting busier and busier and busier.
So how did the railroad show get started?
You know, I'm not quite sure. There's it goes back before I was ever involved with it. But actually, the first 2 years, they just put up a couple little railroad displays at the American Red Cross and building. And then they got the Armory, and it actually started off with, one of the model railroad clubs bringing their stuff in. And the live steamers actually ran trains inside the Armory.
Really?
Yeah.
They gave rides there.
Yeah.
Okay, then that doesn't happen anymore.
That doesn't happen anymore. No, each year we're trying to figure out how can we cram more stuff in there. And right now, this year, there'll be 23 different exhibits on the exhibit hall. And right now, there are 100-plus tables for vendors. If people want to, bring their old Lionel train, find out what it's worth, or they're looking for a missing piece, or if they want to buy a T-shirt or, a train set and so on, it's all there.
So what's the general run of the place, though? I mean, as you walk in the door, what are you going to see? Are there train sets all over the place?
Well, as soon as you walk into the lobby, right before going in the exhibition hall, is the Ashland Railroad Museum. And they're fine people here. And of course, they'll talk about what they do, preserving railroad history and so on. And then once you get in the exhibit hall, you're given a timetable and has a layout showing where each of the different exhibitors are at. And you have layouts of all different sizes, from the smallest Z-scale, up to the largest probably, which would be G-scale, garden scale there. And our live steamers, we're going to have four locomotives on display, plus video presentations and so on. I mean, it's like a 23-ring circus. I mean, there's just so much going on in there. And then downstairs in some of the classrooms and upstairs is where the vendors are.
When you say live steamers, for the folks who are not aware of what that means, what does that mean?
Well, the live steamers with most clubs means that you actually run live steam locomotives on 7.5-inch gauge track, which is what we do at the railroad park. We got a little over 2 miles of track, and then the ride that everybody goes on is a mile and a quarter. It takes about 9 minutes or so. And what's unique about the Medford Railroad Park is that it's all free. We've never charged for train rides or anything like that. And to give an example, last year we almost beat last year was a record. We had we gave rides to over 37,000 people during the 14 Sundays that were open. This year was a little bit less, 35,000 plus because of weather. But that still doesn't count. We had 120 birthday parties, school groups, Down syndrome kids, preschool, family get-togethers, and so on. That adds even more to it.
But you've never charged for the rides.
We've never charged. Oh, yeah. And it's a nice family place to be, or to bring a family, and you don't have to spend a dime.
So honestly, what is it with trains? I mean, you don't have to I don't put the question to me because I'm a railroad buff myself, but I mean, especially in the Medford area, real honest to goodness life-size trains are hard to see, but the show and the railroad park seem to pack people in every year.
I guess we've probably given up trying to figure out why. I mean, like you, I'm a train buff too, but I guess it's just one of those things that it's hard to put your finger on. You know, of course, the idea that it's free and it's right here in Medford, and but it's I think everybody associates, like, with this Christmas time, you know, having at least a train set going around the Christmas tree, and only it goes to the extreme out there at the Medford Railroad Park, especially with the Medford Garden Railroaders. They got a beautiful outdoor display that they've been working on for years now.
All right, just to be clear, it is free at the Medford Railroad Park when it is open to the public, but the railroad show itself actually does charge admission, right?
Right, yeah. Yeah, $5 for adults and $4 for seniors, and children 12 and under are free with a paid adult.
We're talking to Tony Johnson from two of the Medford Railroad Clubs about the upcoming Rogue Valley Railroad Show. It'll be at the Medford Armory Saturday and Sunday, starting at 10 o'clock in the morning until 5 on Saturday and until 4 on Sunday. You can join us on The Exchange with comments or questions, 800-838-3760, anywhere in the listening area. In the Rogue Valley, 541-552-6782, by email, jx@jeffnet.org. It's been a couple of years since I've been to the Rogue Valley Railroad Show. It never seemed like anything even close to a ghost town. It was always packed.
Yeah, it's always.
Has that been the case?
Yeah, very much so. And it's never the same, too, because some exhibitors can't come down, you know, this particular year, and other ones fill in. We have one from Roseburg that's coming down, several from Klamath Falls, Springfield, plus the local ones, you know, in this area. Plus, what's nice, and probably most people don't realize it, is that there are three not just major model railroad manufacturers in Rogue Valley, but they're internationally known. You have Michael Train's line in Talent and KD Quality Products in White City, and Campbell Scale Products in Central Point. So, which, you know, and all three of those put together, you know, that's a lot of employment, you know, for the Rogue Valley.
And I went over to Micro Trains years ago to watch them in their old factory doing the work. It's pretty intricate work.
I can't see how some of those people do it. I was watching a gal put in little springs and trucks on Z scale, the smallest scale, and she wasn't even using the magnifying glass.
You need good eyes for that sort of thing, I guess. So when you bring your eyes to the railroad show, then what tends to be the major attraction? What's the thing that seems to draw everybody, the one part of the room they never miss?
Well, certainly they go to the exhibition hall, and because that's where all the action is happening, so to speak, you know. And I think most people, they'll like to go to the Siskiyou Toy Train Club because that's where they run the old-fashioned American Flyer, Lionel, the stuff that at least people my generation think of. But probably the two other major ones are the Rogue Valley Model Railroad Club, which is H.O. Gage Trains, and they have a huge layout this year. And the same thing with the Medford Garden Railroaders, the G-Scale. And like with the Medford Garden Railroaders, they put one of those little cameras in there, and so you can watch what the view looks like from the train. You know, you watch on the monitor next to it, and it's kind of interesting how it works out.
Well, that's fun, a little video operation.
And then the Morse Telegraph Club, you go to one of their stations and write out a message, and then they transmit it down the wires, and then they say, pick it up over at that station. There's a free souvenir telegram.
How good is the Morse code? Does the message come through ungarbled?
Yeah, these guys are fast. That multitask is their thing. I remember one time talking to Gene Dussault, who's when he was at the railroad park, and hi Tony, how you doing? He's talking to me, he's transmitting and listening all at the same time, and
wow,
and they're fast.
Yeah. So is there some hands-on stuff there? I mean, is it more than just watching? Are there places where kids in particular can get their hands on train controllers or things like that?
Oh, yeah. In fact, there's a public layout, and the kids are invited there to anybody's invited there to run the train for, you know, on their little layout, and there's people to assist them. And it's probably the first time for many people that they've ever run an electric train. Yeah.
And so what is when we talked about the fact that it's generally packed, what is the overall attendance you usually get at the railroad show, and how has it been in recent years?
It's pretty much been around the 5,000 people mark for the 2 days. It depends on the weather. And, of course, now we have the new Walmart right next door, and that cut into the parking. So we have parking monitors where you can actually park at, like, the Holiday Inn next door and so on. We already have agreements with them. So it gets a little hectic, but, you know, there's places to park.
Oh, I hadn't thought about that angle. This is the first year the Walmart's been open next door?
No, they were open last year. Okay. It's a good thing, you know, that the railroad show isn't on Black Friday. You wouldn't have a chance. Yeah. But it's on Saturday, and things have kind of quieted down by then. And, yeah, parking's usually not a problem.
So how much does the railroad show bring in for the, I know we've talked about them, but give me the whole list here, the five clubs that operate the Medford Railroad Park.
Okay, the Southern Oregon Live Steamers, the Southern Oregon Chapter National Railway Historical Society, Boris Telegraph Club, Medford Garden Railroaders, and the Rogue Valley Model Railroad Club. And all the proceeds, after you pay all the bills and everything, then it's equally distributed to all five clubs, and that money goes strictly for operating and maintaining their equipment there at the Medford Railroad Park.
So the railroad park itself is an interesting story because it is unlike some others around the country. I mean, basically it's Medford City Park, but the operation of it is...
Right, yeah, it's on the site of the former Medford Sewer Works, which that impresses everybody, I'm sure.
But, didn't know that until this moment.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And but it was surplus land, and in 1979 we and an agreement with the city to transform it because it had to be for day use only, and that's what we are. And so basically two clubs started it, and then we had three, and then four and five, and there's actually maybe a sixth one that's thinking of joining the railroad park. And like I say, it just keeps getting busier. This year, on our second run day in April, we were – running 903 people an hour on our trains.
903? Wow.
We had 11 trains going all at the same time. That was nuts.
That's like Penn Station in New York.
I think. That's close, yeah.
And when is the railroad park open for the folks who want to get there, when it is?
Yeah, the railroad park is open on the second and fourth Sundays of the month, April through October. And if they are interested in maybe, you know, having a family get-together or a church picnic or a birthday party, you know, we can accommodate that too. And, you know, they can, you know, reach us through our website or call me.
You were telling me before we got on the air that there's actually a winter event coming to the railroad park.
Yeah, this is the we've never done this before, but the Medford Rogue Rotary approached us about if we could run trains at nighttime past lighted Christmas displays. And so I told them, I says, well, here's the things you have to overcome, like there's no electricity way out there and so on. And it's a go. And so they're looking at December 13th and 14th between 5 and 9 o'clock. But that is a fundraiser. And I think the price is going to be like $2 a ticket. And the train ride, which is normally like 8 minutes, we're going to go a little slower at nighttime so people can enjoy the display. So it'll probably be like a 12-minute ride. And there's going to be Santa Claus there. And, you know, we're going to bring out our Thomas train so the kids can drool over it and talk to it.
Right, so Polar Express kind of set up here.
Yeah.
All right. And that'll be the 13th and 14th at the Medford Railroad Park. Mm-hmm. And the show this weekend, let's take a real quick call from George in Wairika. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange with Tony Johnson.
Thank you so very much, Mr. Johnson. I've availed myself of your particular area. I've enjoyed it thoroughly and brought in several other people to do the same thing over the years. However, again, I'm here in Siskiyou County, and what I'd like to see us do is from McLeod at the south to Chiloquin, Train Mountain in the north, and your organization, if we could just open the full-scale railroad between us and just have a destination for people from around the world. They already come from around the world to go to Train Mountain, and boy, I'd sure like to have them stop through here and up at your place and see the HO gauge, the O gauge, the and then the 7.5-inch stuff all over the place, and then go for real railroads.
So somebody put together a real train tour is what you're talking about.
Yes, absolutely. Pick them up at the airport and bring them up here and let them play for a week or two and indulge themselves, overindulge themselves in every scale there is.
All right. Thanks for that, George. Mm-hmm. Appreciate it. Any thought given to that?
I mean, next year, supposedly, the line going over the Siskiyou is supposed to reopen. They've got some federal and state money and plus some private money to reopen the line. And, again, the NRHS club that I belong to, we've already looked into possibly running a tourist railroad with our full-size equipment, our steam locomotive and our diesel locomotive. And right now we're looking out at Butte Falls, and because that's where the old Metco Railroad used to run. And but then we're certainly open to the possibility of having some kind of a tourist train operation between Medford, Ashland, and over the hill to Montague and Wairika.
Okay, stuff to think about for the future. The Railroad Show at the Medford Armory this weekend, Saturday and Sunday. Tony Johnson from two of the railroad clubs. Thanks so much for joining us on The Exchange.
Well, thanks for having me, Jeff. I enjoyed it.
You bet. Vents Day is coming up. Here is Garrison Keillor.